Are you thirsty? I want to breastfeed you here on these big nips and watch how you suck me dry. Yeah. Look here, all for you. Yes. Come on if you're thirsty.
Breastfeed you. That feels good.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dark side.
They don't.
Hey, white man.
Oh, ow.
Laffy Taffy, bitch.
Just get me out of here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Oh, my God.
I'm coming.
Love the idea of a midget ejaculating. Is there anything funnier in life? Hey, Freaks, Dimension with you back one more time to end the week with the Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here is Distorted View Daily. If you are new to the program, sit back, relax, put your morals aside for 30 minutes because shit's going to get real in here. I don't need any pussies listening to this program. I've been weeding them out the past few weeks, crying on my voicemail line. Come on, man up for Christ's sakes. That really affected me. I'm still thinking about that. I feel bad making people cry. Look, if you've been molested, you might not want to listen to the show. If you're touchy about that sort of thing. No, again, I apologize. I'm sorry if I offend. I'm still going to keep doing it, though. Got a great program for you. A lot of people have been talking about Ambrosia, my tranny character. They want to see more of her. I don't know why I didn't just name her Bunny Crush. I could be, you know, pretending to be Bunny Crush while trying to hook up with guys on Craigslist looking for trannies. I played that on Wednesday's show. Corey emailed me and said, hey, I went on YouTube to see if anyone else has been trying to... you know, fuck around with people looking for sex. What Corey found was, guys, remember when I called that granny, the granny sex line, and I was all into scat, and I was trying to get her to feed me her poop? She was down for it, you know, because she was getting paid, and she didn't have to really do anything. It's all talky-talk, there was no real feces involved. But here is a guy who calls phone sex lines and just asks for weird shit or has weird fetishes. In this clip, he is attracted to motivational speakers. Let's see how the real phone sex operator handles that. I'm sure she'll play along. I mean, there's nothing too gross about it. She'll be up for it.
I'm kind of into, like, motivational speakers, like, you know, self-help people.
Oh, okay, kind of like that Susan Powers chick.
Yes, exactly. Like Susan Powers.
So, where are you? Are you on stage right now?
Yeah.
You have a tiny mic on? Like a wireless mic?
Yeah.
That's good. But how many people are in the audience watching us?
Let's go for 2,500.
No, a lot more.
25,000.
A tiny bit more.
100,000.
Yeah.
The phone sex operator is like, this is what's getting him off, the idea of a bunch of people watching a motivational speaker.
So good, yeah.
Not just 2,500.
You want to raise my self-esteem, baby?
Yeah. Feel confident about what you're doing. Be assertive in what you do.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone tell you that you're not good enough.
Keep going.
Your dick's gonna be effective.
You want my dick to be effective?
Yeah.
Oh, they bleeped it out. They bleeped out, I want your dick to be effective. You know, this bitch has probably been to a few seminars before because she was rattling off those rules, like be assertive and shit like that, pretty quickly.
Yeah, just like what? Who else is effective?
Oh, let's see.
My cunt.
Donald Trump. He's got an effective dick.
Yeah.
I want you to go out. I want you to read more literature.
Read more literature? What should I read?
Cicero.
Cicero, okay. Wait, so I should learn a new language?
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, like what language should I learn?
German.
That's good. That doesn't make sense. Like if I'm overweight, what should I do?
You need to walk more.
Oh, okay.
You're the greatest guy I've ever met.
Tell me, you have your own horror story, don't you? Can you motivate me with your life?
Yeah, I love motivational speakers horror stories. Like, Tony Robbins, for instance, would always talk about how, I don't know, he broke up with his girlfriend, gained a bunch of weight, locked himself in a closet, or he couldn't leave his house because he was obese or something. I don't know. So everyone has these horror stories.
Came from a ghetto?
Yeah. It's a very dangerous neighborhood. Nobody graduates.
Oh, that sounds awful. It sounds like an awful city.
Yeah. Succeed.
Keep going. Say it over and over again.
Yeah. That's her catchphrase. Succeed.
Succeed.
Yeah.
Succeed.
I can do it.
Be effective. Be the best.
I'm gonna come.
Think positive. Think positive.
I am. Yeah.
There's that effective dick. Great phone call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Very good. Well, I think it was a comedian who did that. Gil something. Ozeri. I don't know if you're familiar with his work, but he was the guy on the end of the phone line there. All right, moving on now. It's Slovember still. The whole month seems to be slowing down for this event, huh? It's Slovember. Yes, Corey has sent in an audio clip here. This is a retard reciting a poem. God, even the background music is retarded. This is a poem entitled I Wish, written by Emily Meek.
I wish I had a boyfriend.
I wish I could get married.
I wish I could have a baby.
I wish I had my own room with the bathroom.
So this is more than one retard. It's just a bunch of retards. I'm going to just keep saying the word retard over and over. It's a bunch of unsavories talking about what they wish in poetic form.
I wish I could cut.
You wish you could cut?
I wish I could move to Thunder Bay. I think.
Scotia's over there. She'll take you in.
I wish I had my own TV and DVD.
I was just...
That tard was mildly attractive. What's going on?
With my dog.
That one's not so attractive. What was that? I wish I could have sex with my dog.
My dog. I wish Jed was my dog.
You wish who was your dog? Jed?
I wish Jed was my dog.
I don't know what that means.
I wish I had my own microwave in the house.
No, I'm always surprised that, you know, some mentally handicapped people can actually live by themselves. I don't think those apartments should have things like ovens or burners or microwaves, anything that can catch on fire or you can blow shit up with. No, that should not be allowed.
I wish I could go to college.
You can go to slow college, retard school.
I wish I could watch more movies.
I wish I had a computer.
I wish I had a bellboy.
Well, you wish you had a... I can't understand half these people.
Wish I had a robot.
Oh, he's dancing like a robot. How come no one's wishing for a brain? Or wishing to not be retarded? I would definitely choose that over a stupid microwave. All right, he's... this little robot dance breakdown here. Just won't stop. Is this how the short is gonna end? I guess it's not that bad. An unsavory dancing. I could probably work that into a video cast. DB listener Daniel found some excellent 1980s porn with horrible acting. Take a
like,
listen.
Everything's going great.
Two chicks talking on the phone.
The reason I called was to tell you that I just thought of this great technique. It's really easy. Do you got a dildo nearby by chance?
Why, yes, I do. It's sitting right here on the coffee table. What a coincidence. Actually, it's stuffed in her couch. There it is.
I have it.
Okay, take it in your hand and just like shove it in your butt.
That's the brilliant technique you just thought up? Taking a dildo and shoving it in one of your holes.
But don't put it in and out.
All right, I got it. This is so 80s. She's wearing a hot pink bikini top and bottom and then sunglasses in her house. They're like yellow and black sunglasses. All right, here we go.
But don't put it in and out. Just kind of twist it like a light bulb. Haven't you put in a light bulb before?
Not in my ass, for Christ's sakes. I once saw a guy put a jar in his asshole, and that didn't turn out so well for him. Oh, I see. I'm turning it. I spent all night trying to come up with the perfect name for this method. I call it the turn method. All right, very good. Next up, I have a very pissed off porn starlet. She's upset because she has to take a couple more cocks than she thought she was going to.
You're not very happy, are you?
No, I'm not, because you always pull this shit on me, Chico.
What are you talking about?
Chico's the Latino version of Jim. You made me take 10 cocks in my pussy and you couldn't even be nice about it, Chico.
You always fucking pull some shit out of your ass that, like, I don't even fucking...
Oh, no, honey. You'll be pulling some shit out of your ass. That's how we roll here.
This is fucking retarded.
What are you talking about?
This shit. First I heard it was 2. Then I was like, okay, I was pushing you with 6. Now there's fucking... I don't know how. I can't even fucking count. 6. That's all I'm gonna take. You could just pay these guys for... gracing their presence.
These guys combined don't nut as much as Peter North.
Don't fucking lie to me. You lie to me all the time. What makes me think I'm gonna believe
you? You told me an ingrown toenail in my movie.
This guy is basically saying these 10 guys, or 6 guys, or however many, will not produce as much semen as one Peter North. So therefore, you should be okay with taking 10 dicks in your pussy. I like that logic.
I put it in the movie. Give me a kiss.
Get away from me. I need some more cum, hurry up.
All right, so we got...
Not in my fucking eye. Ugh.
Yeah. All these guys are blowing their loads on her face.
Next! Next!
He's not done. He's still got jizz. All right, so she doesn't even have to take these penises in her pussy. All they're doing is guys are just blowing their loads on her face. What difference does it make if there's 2 or 10? Easiest job in the world, just to, like, lay there and have a bunch of guys jerk off on you.
What are you... Nice shooting there, Tex. Dude, on her face!
Oh, wow. Oh, right in her mouth. Good. Shut that bitch up. Spitting out cum.
Oh, my God. Who's fucking next? Oh, my God. I got some in my fucking eye. Whoever that was a fucker. Who fucking blew a load in my eye? That sucks.
Dude, you're lucky. Out of 7 loads, one got a little bit in your eye. Big deal.
A little bit. Fuck you.
Don't throw cum rag on me.
Oh, dude.
I love you.
Fuck you! Clomping in her big fucking stripper heels. Oh, cum is good for your complexion. It moisturizes. You know, next time I take a trip to California, I bet you I can get on set to a couple pornos, you know. Just based on, you know, people I know in the industry. I'm talking like I'm a real player. It would be great to, like, just watch a porno being made. I'd love to see how the actresses behave under normal circumstances. I wonder if they're all cunts. Finally, before we get into the news, I love black news reporters because they act all dignified and proper, but the second they think the camera's off, the blackness shines through.
Joyce Evans for the Channel 6 10 o'clock news. Fuck it, we getting out of this joint.
Fuck it, we getting out of this bitch. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted. I'm like, I'm news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs. Try to do video casts as well. Oh, we do exclusive shows. Yesterday was an exclusive program. If you want to, it was a good one. It was really funny, in my opinion. You guys probably will think it's shit, but I was laughing my ass off when I was listening to it. And that's really why I record the show. Just for me. Sign up right now. Support the program. Really do appreciate each and every one of you members who have signed up in the past and continue to support the show that way. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one isn't particularly disgusting or weird. I just thought it was kind of funny. It made me laugh. Story comes from Wheeling, West Virginia. As Wheeling police search for an attempted robbery suspect, detectives release surveillance video that they hope will help someone identify the criminal. Police said on Monday afternoon, a white, scruffy-looking man, they just described me, passed a teller at Main Street Bank a note demanding cash. They said the teller couldn't make sense of the note, though, and then asked the suspect if it was a joke. Like, what is it? What is this? Really? I can't read it. It took her a little while to realize the individual was demanding money through the note. When she passed the note back to him, he became frustrated and left the bank. Worst robber ever. He could. Why? At this point, I don't understand. Like, I guess I get the whole, like, sliding the note thing. But after making a huge scene, you know, and the teller saying, I can't read this. Is this a joke? Why didn't the robber just say, give me your fucking money? Like, I'm not playing around. And then whip out a gun. You know, show her it's not a joke. He could have still robbed that bank. Oh, if I was only there to coach him through it. All right. Bank official said no one was hurt. Police said the man did not threaten the teller or mention a weapon. He also did not get away with any cash. Police said the man drove away in a grayish color four-door sedan that was parked nearby Main Street Bank's location in Center Wheeling. There are several more shots of the small car in the video if you want to check it out. You know, if you live in Wheeling, West Virginia, and you think you might know who the robber was. Based on the surveillance footage, police are looking for a white man about 6 feet tall who was wearing a blue hat, long-sleeve white shirt, and blue jeans. Officers continue to work on the case, but are also looking for help from the public. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. God, that story did not include rape, molestation, penises, nothing. Let's hope this next one's a little better. A carpenter's assistant blasted pressurized air up his friend's rectum. Ding, 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 we have a winner! Rupturing his large intestine because he was seeking a pleasant change that would break the monotony of hard work. This all went down over there in the Europe area. The foreign Europe national, who is a father of two, was jailed for 45 days last week after admitting that in October of last year, he had seriously injured his friend, who required surgery and a lengthy stay in hospital to recover. The defendant's idea to administer pressurized air into his friend's anus is indeed original, and in reality, the thought of it provokes laughter, but putting the idea into practice ended up in tragedy for the victim and the perp. The decision issued by the court did not contain much detail concerning the incident, unfortunately. The court said the defendant, being 31 and a carpenter's assistant, must have realized that the gun of an air compressor is a dangerous object and should not be used near the human body. The judge said the victim had suffered for many days, and certainly the tragic consequences for the victim were not worth the defendant's few moments of fun. The incident is isolated, but it did not happen by accident. It was done deliberately, you know, to break up the monotony of work. You know, for fun. It's just a fun thing. The particular action is not a usual phenomenon, but the frivolity of people acting at the expense of other people without considering the unexpected consequences of the joke is a phenomenon of concern to our society. Yes. Tons of internet videos confirm that. All right. Final story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Shout out to Timmy Boo of DistortedView.com from Florida, our most fucked up state.
Shout out to the boo, nigga!
I love that kid. Yeah, the story comes from Punta Gorda, Florida. That means large pussy. Isn't that what Punta Gorda means in Spanish? Yes, the story comes from Large Pussy, Florida. The Charlotte County School District released a copy of its investigation. I'm a retard. Slovember is all about me. The Charlotte County School District released a copy of its investigation into Charlotte High School math teacher Jeff Spires. Oh, God, what did he do? The report details statements from students and Spires who confessed to taking part in grade changing for money. Brilliant. According to the documents, an 11th grade student first brought forward allegations that Spires was selling grades on October 14th. In the investigator's report, he says that students told the school's principal, Barney Duffy, he had bought several favorable grades on quizzes. The district released some of the students' exams. One of the students wrote, "I paid Coach $40 in cash for the quiz. I paperclipped two $20 bills onto the quiz." The district's investigator also questioned Spires, who admitted to selling grades. In one instance, the investigator writes, Spires said he took about $60 to $70 from an 11th grader twice in exchange for good grades. Spires told the investigator students would turn in tests with money stapled or paper clipped onto the papers. I love the guy's, the teacher's response to why he did this. When asked why he did it, Spires is quoted as saying, "Maybe I see the kids as desperate as I am." He's a desperate, sad man. You know, when I think of like a when I see a depressed middle-aged man, I see a school teacher. That's what I picture, because I can't, they just have such sad, insignificant lives. The investigator says Spires went on to say that he was in financial straits due to bankruptcy, arrests. That's arrests, plural, and jail time. Records from the Charlotte County Jail show Spires was booked three times within the last 2 years. The crimes include DUI, driving with a suspended license, and probation violations. So there you go. Teacher of the year. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, speak to me, please.
Excuse me, Tim. I love hairy pussy. I like big boobs, big butt, and a big black bush, and I'm not even a nigger.
Wow. All right. Did I ask you guys if who likes hairy pussy out there? That sounds like something I would ask you. I guess I am kind of curious to know, like, what are I think most guys are into hairless pussy, right? Or at least maybe just like a little landing strip. I don't know.
Tim.
Some guys, though, like fucking, you know, tarantula pussies.
Tim, suck cock, you careless fairy. And your graphics on your website look like asshole Western bullshit. You suck.
All right, thank you very much for that critique.
Tim.
Your graphics look like Western bullshit.
Tim.
So, you know, like a sideshow motif, I think.
James from BC. I had a horrific experience at McDonald's this morning.
Okay.
I took my 3-year-old boy.
Not many people say, you know, "Oh my God, I had the best experience at a McDonald's." No one's having good times there.
Looked for pancakes this morning.
Yes.
And I let him pick the seat because I'm an idiot. And I don't realize that a 3-year-old doesn't pick good seats. And he decided to sit us among a group of really old women and a couple of old men.
Perfect.
And they were talking about, they were showing off their latest nail polish colors. And one of them was, and they were laughing about how one of them was Vixen red and the other was Unfaithful red. And they were giggling like a bunch of schoolgirls. And like, "Oh, if a group of younger people were acting like us, we would have been kicked out of here by now."
We're so young at heart, aren't we?
So
age is just a number. Look at your fucking face. Age is not just a number.
Fucking old people.
I hate when people say, "Age is just a number. You're only as old as you feel." No, sometimes you're as old as you look.
Screw Timothy, I'll make this quick. A family member brought home a 6-pack of diet cheer wine. Ever tried cheer wine?
Yes. I've had cheer wine, not diet cheer wine.
Usually one who drinks soda. I just tried it because it's new. Nonetheless, the taste sucks ass, but fucking carbonation is like Pop Rocks. Like, I've never had soda with like a different mouthfeel before, so I had to call in.
Different mouthfeel?
Like, with every sip, your mouth is just engulfed in fucking foam. I don't know if that's the gimmick that they play with cheer wine or not.
I don't think so.
If fucking awesome.
I don't know if that's what they're known for or not. I don't remember it being when I tried regular cheer wine. I don't remember it being that super fizzy. Interesting.
Jim, Jagoo, you big faggot. Hey, this
of course you have to add that.
Washington State, long time statue member. I just wanted
long
to
time, first
you
time.
Want to watch the news because they are kicking out the Occupy Portland people in Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
And the gay Carolus Ferry mayor has decided to put his foot down. And these Occupy guys are fortifying themselves.
Screw you guys. I'm staying right here. No one's going to move my black ass.
Themselves digging pits. They're getting gas masks, climbing trees. They've been pounding nails into 2x4s to make weapons. And early Sunday morning, the 13th at about 12:01, one after midnight, the police are going to go in and clear the park.
Cool.
All I can say is it looks like a bunch of weirdos and violence are going to meet, and comedy has got to ensue.
Yeah.
So watch the news and see if you can get anything out of that. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Bye, Timmy.
Well, probably. Wait, when was that? Did that already pass?
Jagoo, Tim.
I'm always behind.
From Virginia. Don't know if you remember me.
No.
I had to quit listening for about a year just due to time restrictions.
Oh, okay.
But
thought it was something I said.
Due to recent events, my father passed away. I figured you'd
join the fucking club.
You know what cheers me up is your show.
So the first episode I listened to is me talking about how my dad died.
Back up and been laughing my ass off ever since.
Oh, well, I'm glad.
Thank you for still keeping up a good quality show.
Yeah.
And Jiggy.
Look, I'm still doing what I do, and I love it.
Hey, Tim, this is Oral Howie calling from Pennsylvania. Well, I just started my new job like 2 weeks ago, so I just started listening to your podcast again. I haven't listened for a while now. I used to listen a lot back to
the show. Wow, a lot of people are coming back to the show.
In like 2004, 2007, and I just picked it back up last 2 weeks, and I just got paid today. It's Friday.
Uh-oh.
So, I'm going to be back on the show.
I just came a little in my pants.
A broke-ass college student. Secondly, I wanted to say, I don't know if you talked about it all, because I'm just starting to really catch up on the shows, but the Penn State thing, it's like the big talk throughout the whole state here, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been talking about that on the show off and on.
Hey, Tim, I've got a real good voicemail for you today. First off, I've only got a couple things. First off, I visited the website choosedeath.com.
Oh, okay, I can't deal with
hey
it.
Hey there, Tim. This is our Sideshow member, Paul from St. Paul.
Oh!
And I'm wondering if you, would you mind if I plugged an independent hip-hop artist? And maybe I
whatever.
Could say that a independent hip-hop artist who frequently sings about masturbation and having sex with computer components.
I'm interested.
Yeah, he's probably someone your freaks would like. His name is Philip Morris, no relation, two L's, two R's, I believe.
You have I played some of
Amazon or
some his stuff?
For his website.
The name sounds kind of familiar. I'll have to look him up.
Hey, what's up, Timmy? I was just listening to your podcast. You were talking about the vodka-filled tampon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that shit. That shit fucks you up. But yeah, I also called earlier about the Xanax. That shit does not work. But if you take, like, cocaine or methamphetamine and dilute it and put it, like, in an eyedropper and shove that up your ass, it'll get you fucked up.
This guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Hey, Tim. This is Jay from Florida.
Hi, Jay.
There was
shout out to
a
Jay!
Woman shot.
Jay Niggle!
It's, you know, not you know you're a freak moment, but know you're an asshole moment. Hmm. Her name was Candace Ham, and she was fat.
Candy
so,
Ham.
Yes, my brain went, oh, canned ham.
Oh, canned ham, yes. Candy ham. Really? Well, we're getting close to Christmas time. Buy these shoes for my mama, please. Okay, hate that song.
I suck on your nipple. Istanbul was Constantinople.
All right, and on that note, we're going to end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for listening. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Shout out to David Bonego.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. You know, it was 5 years ago today that I did one of the most careless, stupid things I could have ever done, and that was to walk away from my job, move away, and bet that I could survive on Distorted View alone. So I started the sideshow, and I hoped and prayed I was not making a huge mistake. And thanks to you guys, 5 years later, I'm still doing what I love to do, and it's all because of you. I remember when I first set up the member site. And keep in mind, the way I do things, very half-assed. I don't think a lot of things through. So I quit my job. I then moved back to my hometown so I could be close to my mom and dad if things did go horribly wrong and I was destitute. And it was then that I started to actually work on the sideshow site. I had no idea how I was going to collect money, how a member site worked, but I managed to figure it out. And when I set it up online, I walked away from the computer, and I remember my friend Joe was living in Ashtabula, and we went to go. It was like bingo night at some hall or something, and Joe was like, "Let's go play bingo with a bunch of old people," and I said, "All right." And I came home a few hours later. And I looked, and I saw sign up after sign up after sign up. And after a few hours, after just a few hours, I made $500. It was like $500, I think, that first day. And it was only, you know, it was like maybe half a day. And I said, "Holy shit! You know, this might not have been as stupid of an idea as I thought it was going to be." And I guess it wasn't. So thank you so much, guys, and I hope to do the show for many more years. Again, a special shout-out to all you Sideshow freaks, past and present. Could not do it without you. We'll see you back on Monday to kick off a new week of shows. Until then, bye, everybody!
Oh, I'm done. I'm gonna do you so good. Oh, I'm done.